Hey, it's Alan Berg. Are you coming to Wedding MBA this year? Well, I'll be there again. I haven't missed one since the first one in 2007. So I look forward to seeing you there. And if you want to save $20 off the current ticket price, and they get higher as you get closer, go to WeddingMBA.com. Use the promo code Alan, A-L-A-N. WeddingMBA.com, promo code Alan. Save $20. I look forward to seeing you there. Before we get into this episode, I'm starting something called Ask Me Anything. That's right. You submit your questions and they could become an entire episode or something that I answer at the end of an episode. To submit your questions, look for the red button at podcast.alanberg.com. That's right. podcast.alanberg.com. Click on the red button, submit your question, and maybe you'll hear it here on the podcast. Thanks. Customers aren't supposed to adapt to us. Listen to this episode. See where I'm going with this one. Welcome to another episode of the Wedding Business Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Alan Berg. I'm a speaker, author, sales trainer, website reviewer, and I help businesses like yours sell more, profit more, and have more fun doing it. Enjoy this episode. Hi, it's Alan Berg. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Business Solutions Podcast. I've been seeing a lot of posts lately about people frustrated that they can't get their customers to use the communication methods that they want, or maybe they're getting ghosted and they're not sure why. You know, a lot of this has to do with the way you want to do business and the way they want to do business. And sometimes the customers adapt to us. We don't always have that pleasure. We don't always have that power to get customers to adapt to us. Most of the time, we have to adapt to them. So using the communication methods that they want is one way to adapt to them. Trying to change that communication method too early is a good reason to get ghosted. I've written about this in my book, Why Are They Ghosting Me? I've spoken about this. I consult with people. Just this week, I've had three conversations with three different customers, people just like you, frustrated by getting ghosting. And one of the biggest reasons is you're immediately asking to change from the digital method, the way they inquired, to the phone call. But it's also adapting to other things. I've gone to using e-signatures for my speaking agreements and consulting agreements. Why? Because I know that you don't have printers necessarily, and to print it out and to sign it and to scan it and fax it back or to email it back is a bunch of steps, and that's a lot of friction. So what do? We adapt to the technology, we adapt to the consumers. Looking at the way your customer is seeing your business is another way of adapting to them. I was doing a consultation this week with someone, and I said, how much of your web traffic is mobile? And it was like 70%. Well, in looking at that, we weren't really even looking at their website on desktop. We started to look at it on mobile. And that's the way I did the website review, was looking at it on mobile, because that's what the customers are seeing. In one case, I had someone that spent a lot of time and a lot of money and a lot of effort to make a great video that played on the desktop version of their website, but it didn't play on mobile. So all this effort went to 20 to 30% of their customers who are going to see it versus the 70 to 80% that won't. So this is another way of adapting and saying, okay, let's sit and see our business the way that they do. I have a new presentation I've been doing called Where's the Friction in Your Sales Process? And these are some of those things that add friction. How many times do they have to click to get to what they want to see and want to find on your website? By the way, what they want to see, what they want to find, which is not necessarily what's there right now. And then how many clicks is it to get them to do what you want them to do, which is to reach out to you? How many fields is it on your contact form? Again, other ways of friction. So adapting to the customer is understanding that just like when you're the customer and a business makes it hard for you or adds these roadblocks for you or adds some friction for you, you go someplace else. And your customers do too. The thing is that sometimes we can't even see it. We can't see that they left our website without contacting us. We can just see that we didn't get a contact, right? You can certainly see how many visitors you get to your website, how many inquiries you get, but that's an imperfect science there. You'd have to know a lot more about that and the actions they took, if it's the same people that are coming back, and more things like that. So really what I wanted to get to with this is You know, we have to adapt to the way the customer wants to do business. A lot of my clients are doing texting these days. People are still doing Zoom appointments and Zoom tours and Zoom sales calls and making sales that way. I'm making sales through text messaging. If you go to my website, there's a widget there to text us through Kenect, K-E-N-E-C-T, and it pops up and asks you what you want to contact me about. And I'm doing business with people that way, not trying to change it to a phone call because the conversation is going well. And if the conversation is going well, don't change the communication method. There has to be a really good reason why you'd want to do that. Can you get them to the next step, which in your case might be a phone call, might be a meeting, or it might just be the sale. If you're having the great conversation, it might just be the sale. So don't try to change that communication method too soon. Don't try to force the customer to do things the way that you want to. If when you think about it and you say, this would be easier for me, or it's easier for me if, you have to then finish that and say, but is it easier for them? Because if it's not, you're adding this friction, you're not doing business the way they want to do business, and you're actually losing business. And sometimes you can't see it. See, I wish you could. Because if we could all see the business that we lost because somebody didn't get to the point of making that inquiry because of something that we did, right? Or didn't respond to us because, you know, it's not the way that they want to communicate. If we could see the business we lost, we'd all act faster to fix that. But a lot of it is invisible to you. So just think about if you're doing something and you say, it's easier for me if, is it also easier for your customer? And if it's not, you might need to make it a little bit more difficult for you to make it easier for them, because then you get the profits. Hope it gives you something to think about. Thanks. Hi, it's Alan Berg. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Wedding Business Solutions Podcast. You can find full transcripts on my website at podcast.alanberg.com. And if you have a suggestion for a topic for a new episode or even a guest, please let me know at alan@weddingbusinesssolutions.com. And if you'd like to find out about having me come and speak to your association or a conference or do sales training in person or remotely for your team, whether you're a team of one or a team of 100, please let me know again, alan@weddingbusinesssolutions.com. Thanks for listening.